That's Marples and Friends. Now, it's the 27th of November, and I don't usually play any Christmas music before December, but I'm going to make an exception this year, this week, for two reasons. One, today the Christmas tree and decorations have gone up in the studio, and two, Katie Four Kings has released a Christmas song, and yeah, I've got to play it. So she was in the studio 2 years ago now. In fact, it was just a couple of days after her 21st birthday. So I've not heard from her since. So we're going to have a catch-up chat in a moment after this Christmas song, her very first original Christmas song. And it's been done for Colchester Zoo's 60th anniversary. And she's going to tell us all about that as well. And a gig she's played in the zoo. So here's the song first of all. It's called There's a Sound.
Snow falls down on me and you. There's a sound, and it's new as the snow falls down on me and you. Can you hear it on the Christmas lights when you close your eyes? Not fear it. It is warm inside. It is safe and bright. They say that it's just the bells and carolers wishing you well, and I'll be the first one to tell them there is my.
Pleasure to welcome back for a catch up with Chelmsford's very own Katie Four Kings. Welcome, Katie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, always a pleasure too. So, not many artists can say that they have performed in a zoo, but you've done that today. I'm going to ask you about that in a minute. But yeah, tell us why you played in the zoo, first of all. You've done a song, haven't you, for Colchester Zoo's 60th anniversary?
Yeah, so I was very, very lucky to receive an email that basically said Colchester Zoo want to make their very first Christmas advert, and they want to put it on social media. I believe it's on Facebook, Instagram, bits and bobs like that. They want to do that, but they need a song for it, and we thought that you would be a good fit for it. Would you be up for it? And I was like, absolutely. This is the first time I've ever written for a brief, so I always want to like flex different muscles of like my songwriting ability, and writing for a brief is always something that's really, really interested me. So I was like, absolutely, I'll do it. I got in touch with my producer, John. He was very much on board. So then I got the brief through, and I got the outline of the storyline, which if you watched the advert, you will know. It's called Tiger Spirit, and it's all about Molly, who feels a little bit lonely. She can't really, like, make friends, and then she goes to Colchester Zoo, and she finds her tiger spirit. So she finds that, like, ability to make friends, and she's got this tiger that the kids actually get given in the grotto by Santa. So that all ties in. But yeah, I got given the brief. I sent the brief to John. John came up with the most beautiful backing track ever, and it was really funny because John is American, and obviously when you think of Christmas adverts here, you think of John Lewis, and John actually knew what John Lewis was, so he was Googling a person. He was trying to find out who John Lewis was as a person, and I was like, no, that's not how it works. But yeah, anyway, he came up with the beautiful backing track regardless, and I wrote the song kind of over the top of it, and it was a one take thing. It was quite literally like being written as it was being recorded. And then I sent it to Simon and he sent it to the zoo and it got all confirmed. And here we are.
Wow. So when was that written? Like in summertime, was it?
No, I don't think summertime. I think I think it must have been like about a month ago.
Oh, really? That. Very quick turnaround.
Yeah, unless I have no perception of time, which is also very possible. But I don't think it was, I don't remember being in a space where I'm like, oh, it's summer and I'm writing a Christmas song, ha ha ha. It was definitely on the, like, it was getting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, John Fields, who's probably from Minneapolis, I'll talk to you about him in a minute. Yeah, he's done a great job on that track. And you played it live for the first time, didn't you, last week?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to be given a slot at the Christmas Light Switch On in Chelmsford, and I've done that a couple times, but this, I say a couple, I've done it a fair few times. But this year it was super special because I got to play There's a Sound live for the very first time, and it went down really well, and it's a song that means a lot to me because it feels like an accomplishment, this song, being able to see the process of it being written and then put on the advert and the advert coming out and having such a good reception. It really is, it's played a very big part of, like, the things that I am proud of this year. This song is, like, definitely up there. So, yeah, it was really fun to play that live for the first time and then again this weekend, and I hope to be able to play it a few more times before Christmas.
And today, yeah, you played Colchester Zoo today. Was it cold there for you, or was it all right?
Freezing, but it was me and my mum, and we obviously, as you do, we went around the zoo after, and we definitely got our steps up and got our temperatures up by doing.
Did you play just that, or did you do a few more?
No, I actually just did that song. I would love to go back at some point if ever they would have me and do more, but it was just that song for this time being.
Yeah. Ah, good. And I notice you've been given your own tiger. It's already appeared on stage. I can see it appearing quite a few of your gigs. Have you given yours a name?
I haven't. I need to give it a name, though. I can't think of anything. So maybe, but he doesn't. Well, she or he, doesn't have a name right now.
Okay, let's throw it out there. Yeah, let's give it a name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've had another very good year, busy year again. Just your EP, which has come out fairly recently. And also, I can reveal to you that this is the time of year where I pick out my favourite tracks of the year. And Money Motel is in my top 10 songs of this year.
Really?
Yeah, I love that song. And it's because it was really out of your comfort zone. As I said to you before, I heard a bit of Prince in that track. And that was funny because John Fields, of course, he's from Minneapolis.
Of course, that'll be it.
Yeah, and yeah, how did you come to meet John?
It was just through mutual connections. And we do everything via Dropbox and via FaceTime. So it's a lot of FaceTime calls, a lot of messages, which is always funny when you've got such a time difference. Just keeping in contact. But well, yeah, just mutual. Yeah.
I love that song. That's, as I say, in my top 10. And also, I really do like Confessions of a Trunk Coat Drama Queen, which I played on the show as well. That is right up there. Yeah, you must be proud of that one as well.
Yeah, I am. I've had that one. Sometimes I keep things on the back burner. I have a lot of songs that I wrote a long time ago that I still haven't released yet. And that was one of them that I wrote a little bit ago, that I was just looking for the right place and the right time. Whereas Money Motel was almost instant. There's a Sound was almost instant. Wildflowers was almost instant. Write, record, release. But it's always different with the songs, and I feel like I have to give myself a little bit more grace with the songs that I've been sitting on, because I'm a lot more used to them than other people are. Mm. So for me, it's a song that I've had for a long time, and I've listened to it a lot, and the novelty might have like just lost its sort of shine a little bit. But yeah, I definitely like that one. It's definitely a favourite of people that I've spoken to about it.
Yeah. And as I've said to you also before, it's going to be quite difficult for you to play some of these live, aren't they?
Well, yeah, that's where my faithful friends, the backing tracks, come in. I love my acoustic guitar, but my skills on it are quite limited. So I will let the backing tracks take over when they need to.
So you haven't played that one live yet, have you, Money Motel? I don't.
No, I haven't. Ooh. I can do... That's all right. So I can do an acoustic. I posted an acoustic, very stripped version on my YouTube, and I can play that version live, and I have played that version, but not in its like true form.
Yeah, I'll have to check that one out. Yeah. So, yeah, we're coming to the end of the year. You had another prolific year. You always work very quickly and release a lot of stuff. Have you got any more plans, or are you just winding down, have a break now?
Yeah, to be honest, a lot of my focus was on the advert and getting the song out in time. Advert. So I think now that December is coming up, I'm still going to be planning, but I'm going to be doing it at a slower rate than I have been this year. Taking my time with it, deciding where I want to go next. I've got a few songs that I'm thinking of. I've got one that I'm working on at the moment that I really, really like. So I'm probably going to try and push for that one, but yeah, just letting myself sit with it for a while, I think.
Yeah. Any more live dates have you got?
So it's in the top moment, November 9th, I believe I am playing the Rittle Food Christmas Market.
Ah, another airing for There's a Sound.
Exactly my thoughts. I believe I'm doing that, but
December the 9th.
Yeah. Christmas, I let it happen.
Yeah.
I feel like when you've been gigging around Christmas time for, how many years is it now? Almost 10 years? Mm. I'm just letting it just do everything.
Yeah, that was your first original Christmas song, wasn't it? I think you have done a cover before, the Bing Crosby one.
I love that song. It's a very, like, special song.
Yeah.
So I hope I did it justice.
Yeah, oh yeah. Have you got a favourite Christmas song?
I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to get back to you. It's the one that's like, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. That one.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. Is that the Christmas wrapping one, the waitress's one?
Yes. That's
yes,
the name.
Merry Christmas. Yes.
I see the name of it and I go, is that the... Yeah,
I like that one too, yeah. So for Christmas for you, you got some time off. Will you be at home?
I'm not. I'll be at work. I have a new job that I absolutely adore, so I'm kind of putting in the hours there at the moment. It's just a little independent bakery. Shout out Flour and Spoon Chelmsford, because I love it.
Really?
Mince pies, you know where to come.
As for Christmas Day, what is your, do you lie in or are you up early with your presents? What is your routine?
I'm an early riser, always, regardless of what's happening. I could have the most mundane day ahead of me and I will be up early. And with this new job now, early as like 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm a child, basically. So that's what I'll be doing this Christmas. I'll try and get a lie in, but it probably won't happen.
And have you, on the Christmas day, have you got a large gathering, or is it just you and your mum? And
I haven't planned it yet. I'm going with the flow. I'm just letting it.
Because you're the most Christmassy person I know at the moment, because obviously you've done your soul, you've been doing these gigs. So I just thought you might be already ahead of the game with the planning.
I'm so focused on my gigs. Yeah. I haven't even thought about actual Christmas yet. Seems so far away.
And have you done any of your shopping yet? Probably not.
No. Not a whole thing.
No, me neither. What's the best Christmas gift you've received? Can you remember?
Best one I've received. That's a good question. I'm actually really going to think about this now. See, I'm looking around my thing, like, did I get anything that's in here for Christmas? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be really cheesy and just say, just the gift of everyone being together.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Mainly because I remember it.
That's nice for your mum's listening. And I forgot. I was going to say, you're throwing me off the track.
Sorry.
into 2024, hopefully another good year for you. I hope to see you on the road somewhere. I hope you do another London gig, because I saw you at the Social. Great little cool venue there.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
I hope so. Again, they're ones that seem to come to me very quickly. I'll get offers for them about a week before I actually do it. So, fingers crossed, 2024 is going to be a year of lots of gigs, because I am really refinding my love for gigging right now. And yeah, Money Motel, hopefully Money Motel will get a chance to shine in its true form next year.
Good, can't wait. Well, thank you so much for chatting, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
I wish you and your family a very happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you too.
And a happy new year as well. And I will see you on the road somewhere, a gig somewhere probably.
Big thanks to Katie there for chatting. And check out that video for the song There's a Sound on the Colchester Zoo Facebook, Instagram, and all the usual places. Into hour two, and more new releases to come. But first of all, a second play of this one from Home Counties, Wild Guess, which is going to be on their debut album, Exactly As It Seems, out on May the 3rd.
What's left, what's left? I can't afford a breath. I can't afford a single cigarette. So take a wild guess. I was thinking of trying on my own. Cut my cords and don't pick up the phone. Like a river full of dirt, I'm hurt as we burn. Like a prejudicial mold, enclosed, I'm so cold. Now what is it to suffer?
Listening to Under the Radar on Phoenix FM, playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. And that one was Bored at My Grandma's House, aka Amber Strawbridge. And that is her first release of 2023. She left it so long, but what a return. And that one is called Inhibitions. Album of the week this week come from Spectre, and it's Here Come the Early Nights, a very aptly named album title for the winter. And this is the second track I'm playing from it tonight. This is called Another Life. was the Anderson Tapes, brand new from the Grey Outdoors from their new EP, Broken. Now, next up, we've got Kylie V from Vancouver, and this is called Anomaly.
If I have to ditch you, I've got to admit that you've got a way of getting under my skin. Said the thing that I really regret. When I lay down and let you in my mouth, all I could think about was our first house. It wasn't the prairies, but you said it was fine.
new from the Silver Lions from Birmingham, and that's called Bound. Now we've got the new one from Luce Rushton. Her previous single was going to be in one of my favourite tracks of the year. I do love that one. I love this one as well. This came out Friday. It's called Quickly.
Streets all custom made. I don't know where you are. I'll live it up again up here, make it alright. Quickly passing by blue and grey, try to keep dry from the old and yellow bruises. Cross above us in the sky. With the first drops it dissolves us. Every third that marks the month's gun. Said it rushed over the phone. Can you hear me? Over oxygen. Then he falls asleep. I live it out again. Up here, make it alright. Sitting with me on the rock when my mom. Now I am. Walking away, hand rose to our ways. I know and I'm not stupid, but you only told me yesterday. You won't lie to me, but will you tell me the truth? Where do you hide it? Fall off the edge, I jump and then it starts again. A buzzing sound next to my head. Wake up ready, it's happening. It's supposed to be easy.
That's Luce Rushton. Now, Washimono are back with a Christmas song. My second Christmas song of the night, and it's before December. And they're asking, will December snow?
take the long way around the block. Forever thermostat and it's getting hot. Burn my skin, the trees turn to a clock. I should probably go, but I can't get up. See the weight of everything back here. Maybe I'm the driver and the deer. They'd ask about the job and I'd tell them how I'm getting way too good at shit I don't care about.
To the show, the last one tonight, that's 90 Ivy from Sydney and Quit For Good. And then we've got a track from CL's EP, Rather Be Alone, which came out on Friday, called Circles.
Still driving me the same.
That's me done for another week. Thanks for listening to Under the Radar with me, Andy Gardner. Keep it here on Felix for Vixter and Turn It Up. That was Ciel. We're going to leave you with Midnight Alleys from Dundee and their new one, Like This, Like That, I'm Gonna Get Out. And that's what I'm gonna do in a minute. See you next week.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.